Hi everyone. Hi.
Hi.
I need to tell you that we hold on. Let me just. So I don't know if you guys experienced some glitches this morning, but there were some lots of Zoom and Amazon glitches. So I need to make up for a session. So I'm only going to do an hour tonight and but I'm going to invite all of you for free for next time to make up for the shorter session. And what we'll do is a shorter meditation, so we have time for a conversation. So we'll just be together for an hour. We won't have a break. Welcome, everyone. Nice to see a few faces that I don't usually see. And anybody new? I don't think so. Andy, you're not quite new. No, you're not new. Ish, newish. Old, that's what you are. All right. Hi, Claire. Nice to see you. I would just for people who just come in, we're just going to do an hour tonight because I have to do something, but to make myself forgiven, you all can come for free in 2 weeks, or whenever, basically whenever. If you can't come in 2 weeks or it's not convenient, just you can email Eugene and say, "I'm owed a freebie and come anytime." Okay. So be comfortable. And take your glasses off, Ellen. And just settle in and close your eyes if that feels right. And hopefully it's nice and quiet where you are. Or quiet enough. But no matter if there's life outside your window, that's okay. Life can just flow on by and just as your inner life is flowing on by your thoughts and feelings. But we can rest in the silence of the heart. The silence behind every ripple of life. If possible, if you're able to let go of having to engage with your ripples, and at the same time, they're so welcome. In meditation, it's as if we are held in something. We are always held in that's something, but in these moments where we gather in meditation, it's we can knowingly feel held, feel that our thinkingness, our thoughts, our feelingness, our feelings, our sensations, everything that we experience is held in an invisible embrace. Cared for. And we don't have to do anything. You might find yourself lost in thinking or, meandering with your ripples. And then at some point, wait a minute, remembering and feeling the silent embrace. Just feeling the caress of this silence, of this presence. And maybe sinking a little bit more deeply, resting a little bit more fully. Or you may at some point feel a little bit stuck with a feeling, a bodily sensation, a sort of resistance. And then maybe you're battling for a bit. Not a big old battle, but a familiar, low-key struggle with a sort of resistance in the body, a tension or a feeling of something that you might like it to be different. And then perhaps you could remember once again the bigger invisible arms. They're yielding, open, welcoming arms. And therefore, whatever it is that is stuck, hard, dense, might have a little room, literally, to stretch out or unfold or moan a bit, like a baby in her mother's arms, and she's feeling something. Something inside her body that's not quite right, and she just moves in her mother's arms and lets the tension or the burp come out. And it's the same here. Don't feel you have to stay in stillness, just see if the body, the physical body, the emotional body, the subtle body wants to, or needs to, or knows how to. Fall into this embrace, open up into this embrace. Give itself over to this embrace. And it may take many, many shapes. Sometimes babies cry, wail, scream. And I'm not suggesting that's the pathway that you take, but not knowing what the pathway is moment by moment. Letting the breath be a guide, the breath, the in-breath, the out-breath. Letting the belly be a guide. trusting the wilderness of your body as the guide. What I mean by that is trusting the wilderness of your body. That's what I mean. I don't know how to say it any other way. Trusting the tension in your body and how it touches the space beyond. And how it might be caressed and might be moved. And how that may pave the way for a feeling or not, for a deeper layer. Or how that may just simply lead to a sense of silence. In other words, trust your own unknowing. Raw, you're raw, direct. Unknowing, or you could call it knowing of the heart, intuition. Even if it comes in the shape of confusion, trust it. Don't stay stuck with a label, just go with the experience. I think the key for us Westerners is to move away from reason. Back into the body. Body earth. Body space. Body touch. Body breath. Body wild. body life. Really, that's what we find when we come back or move back into the current that is the body. Body life, Shakti, body creation. Body that is given rather than owned. Body that is given moment by moment. And it's fluctuates. Sometimes it's your body, your given body, your given personal body. And then maybe the lens widens and it's not even that, it's wider than that. There's not really a sense of whose body, whose life. Just life. And it then narrows again, my life, my suffering, my contraction, my relaxation, my emotion, but still not knowing. Still, my body given moment by moment. Not owned, not mine to plunder or colonize. And yet, of course, feeling the impulse to colonize, to plunder the body, because it's here. And as soon as I say, not the body that I own, I have to be honest and welcome the place that feels she owns the body. She can control the body. She wants to control the body. And that's a real place of exploration, not of judgment. Or if it's judgment, then that too is a place of exploration. So we explore, and then at some point it's tiring to explore, so we can just rest. Rest in the presence. Rest in the invisible mother. When we're tired of exploring, just give it over to her. Give everything over to her. It was always hers anyway, right? We were always hers. Don't really know what any of this means, by the way. Just knowing that there's something that we don't know with our minds. A divine mystery, but we don't know. Don't try to eradicate the one who wants to know or who's frustrated because she doesn't know. That's just the nature of it. The mind will always want to know. It's what a mind's for, to think and to understand. To explore. It's beautiful, the mind. But it just comes to an edge when it comes to exploring. The infinite, because the mind is finite. So when you feel the frustration or the, I don't know, the ten the tension of the mind and the body trying to know the infinite, just maybe reverse it and know that in this moment the infinite is knowing. You, tasting you. Tasting itself. Knowing itself. Through you. And you don't have to do anything. In particular. The position of humility for the body mind, for the person. Sometimes we have glimpses and the person dissolves into the oneness and this peace and borderlessness. Sometimes we're caressed and in touch with that. Peace and borderlessness. And the mind is quiet and the body is open and undefended. And then sometimes there's more of a sense of defended, bit of a struggle. Bit of tension or a lot of tension. And then the position is perhaps more of humility, of acknowledging that this person that feels separate and is suffering or struggling is little, is small in the face of this vast mystery. Perhaps there's an invitation to, to adopt a posture like the ones we see in religious iconography of kneeling or bowing, or not necessarily physically, but with a heart. Just being honest and true in that moment of separation. Maybe I'll stop here. I've said a lot, and I hope you allow my words to wash over when it's too much. Let's just take a few minutes to transition, just to turn our cameras off and have a drink or something, and we'll come back for a little bit. Thank you so much for following me on my meandering meditation. I'll come back in about 3 minutes.